بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فرمایا استرار کا معائنہ ہونا توکل ہے. حضرت محمد حاری رحمت اللہ says explain what's the meaning of توکل. توکل trust in اللہ تعالی. Every Muslim has to have trust in اللہ تعالی. When we lack trust in اللہ تعالی, then obviously we act in conflict with اللہ تعالی's احکام. Then we do things according to our own desires. So he says that to feel helpless, to perceive your own helplessness, that is the meaning of tawakkul. No matter how pious a person may be, how great buzruk, wali may be, he does not have any confidence in himself. He always feels helpless. And the more helpless one feels, the more trust there will be in Allah Ta'ala. Not which your confidence and your case should not be on your efforts. That because I'm doing this, and this because of my knowledge, of my business acumen, etc., I will achieve success. No, in whatever you do, always understand that you are helpless. Allah Ta'ala, He decrees and He ordains things to happen. It's not necessary that it will happen according to our effort. Many people, they begin businesses, but they fail, though they do it correctly, observing all the rules of it, but they are not successful. So it shows that insan is helpless. So the more helpless one feels, the more will be one's hope in Allah Ta'ala and trust in Allah Ta'ala. A mu'min without trust in Allah Ta'ala, there's something serious deficient in his iman. In everything we must have trust in Allah Ta'ala, that whatever happens is by Allah Ta'ala's decree, and we must not become hopeless. Helpless we are, but not hopeless. So whatever Allah Ta'ala wills, that is Allah Ta'ala's will, is a decree, and we have no control over that. Or sabr wa sukoon nafs ka hai bala mein. Sabr and the peace of the heart, these are at the time of bala mein, calamity. I mean, real sabr is at the time. At the time of calamity. There are two types of sabr. One is a calamity which is beyond a person's control. For example, mort, death, sickness, loss of life, loss of wealth, national disasters, earthquakes, floods, etc. These are all beyond our control. So when such calamities, misfortune befalls us, then we sabr, we have no control. We are compelled, as Muslims, we are compelled to have sabr and to have patience. If you lack patience, you will not be able to change the situation. Now, this is a sabr which is imposed upon a person. And then there's the second type of sabr, which is a higher type, more rewarding than the first type of sabr. And that is called sabr on ta'at. Ta'at means obedience to Allah Ta'ala. Here one has free will to an extent. In other words, to have sabr against the nafs, to compel your nafs on ta'at in obedience in ibadat, and more than ibadat, more than nafl acts of ibadat, to restrain the nafs from committing evil. The awliya says, Hazrat Antaqi Rahmatullah said, that to abstain from one act of sin, from one sin, it is better, far better, superior than performing 1,000 rakats of Nawil Sanaat, participating 1,000 times in jihad and in tabligh, and setting free 1,000 slaves. better than all that, it is to abstain from sin. So here the sabr is of a higher caliber and more rewarding, because the sin, no matter how small it may appear, insignificant, it invites the wrath, the anger of Allah Ta'ala. So that sabr, all the awliyas say that that is a greater sabr, and it is more difficult on a person to restrain the nafs when you are able to commit the evil, commit the sin, than to restrain that nafs. That is difficult upon most people, that is called mujahada. So that sabr is of greater importance. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said about sabr, he said, "As-sabru inda sadmatil ula." That the actual sabr, that means when some calamity befalls a person, is that sabr, and on the first occasion when that calamity strikes, when the death occurs, for example, or the hardship befalls him, then at that time not to complain and to keep your mind intact and to keep your gaze on Allah Ta'ala and to increase your istighfar and your dua and understand that this is from Allah Ta'ala's side. That sabr, it is most rewarding the first time. Then if afterwards, if one remembers again memories of that calamity befall a person, someone who died, someone beloved that died, or some other calamity, then again one should recite Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Then you will get the same amount of sabr as you had acquired the first time when this calamity befell you. Or for my ikhlas, samra hai yakin ka. This is ikhlas, sincerity, it is the fruit or the effect of yakin. Yakin means to have implicit, firm faith in Allah Ta'ala. If one has yakin, then that yakin, the effect of the yakin will be ikhlas. The person will have ikhlas. Now yakin, just talk it into yourself. You have yakin, yakin. Yes, the very bottom line is to obedience of to the Sharia and adopting the Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It's a gradual process. The more obedient a person is unto Allah Ta'ala, then the more yakin Allah Ta'ala will instill into that person. So yakin, one gains by effort. Effort against the nafs. You have to struggle against yourself, against your lowly, beastly desires, and then Allah Ta'ala rewards one with yakin, with true yakin. And when we have yakin, then you, whatever you do, there will be ikhlas in it. And then with yakin, any calamity befalls a person, any hardship comes your way, it will not cause any panic. You will not panic. You will understand this is from Allah Ta'ala's side and I have to accept it. Or thamra, riya hai shak ka thamra. And riya means to show, do something to show others, not for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, to gain name and fame and the pleasure of others. One practices some good deeds. So he says that riya, it is the effect of doubt. You doubt. And most people, they doubt in what? They doubt in Allah Ta'ala. We proclaim ourselves to be Muslims, mu'minin, and believing in Allah Ta'ala. But in the promises of Allah Ta'ala and what Allah Ta'ala has said, there is considerable doubt in it. If Allah Ta'ala has made it very clear that our risk, as one example, it is sealed, it is predestined, you're not going to get more, you're not going to get less. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has ordained for a person, he will gain that risk. But now when a person pursues, tries to acquire that risk in a haram manner, in a manner which is in conflict with the Sharia, and he shows greed in order to gain that risk, then that is a clear evidence of his shak, of his doubt in Allah Ta'ala's providence, in Allah Ta'ala's razaqiyat, that Allah Ta'ala is the razaq, and he does not believe. He does not believe in his, deep in his heart, he does not believe that Allah Ta'ala is the sole provider. For that reason, he has this type of doubts, and he feels that if I am not going to take my risk in this haram manner, I'm going to lose out, I'm going to lose the bargain. So that is in every, in all aspects of our life, we have this type of doubt. Doubt that Allah Ta'ala is, we say, for example, Allah Ta'ala, he sees us every second. Allah Ta'ala is aware of what we are doing. Yet despite our belief that Allah Ta'ala is with us and he sees us, we will commit sins. We will not commit sins in the presence of other people because there is yakin there. There is yakin there. No one will commit here and sit there and commit an evil haram deed in this gathering here because he's got firm yakin here. He's got firm yakin that everyone is seeing me, seeing, and he does not want to be embarrassed. But despite the belief that Allah Ta'ala is also here and he sees us more than what the people are seeing us, and is more aware of our inner thoughts also, he knows what we are thinking inside, we still commit that sin. We still commit the sin. So that is the effect now of that riya, of the doubt. So what it means that we are, when we sit also in a pious, in a good gathering, listening to a bayam, we sit with respect and we listen to it. But in reality, most of us have doubt, yakin in it. We have doubt, no yakin in it. Because when we are gone from the gathering and we are alone or in our own environment, then again we resort to our own evil habits and our evil practices. That shows that what we are doing, the goodness that we are displaying, there is only shak in it, there is riya in it. It's not purely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين